This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Nearly three-quarters of American four-year-olds are now in some kind of non-family care. In the highly regarded Finnish system, children do not begin formal reading instruction until 7 years of age. New dietary guidelines say that men, young and old, need to reduce their protein intake, meaning less meat in their diet. As usual, all advice says, cut down on sugar. European Commission, indicating concern over the current direction of the new right-wing government in Poland, has scheduled a discussion on the rule of law in Poland and whether it's being respected as required. Trump tells Britain to forget about his proposed $1 billion in development project there if he's banned from the company for hate speech given his remarks about Muslims. A suicide bomber in Libya blew up a training camp for Coast Guard cadets, killing 65 and wounding 150. Planned Parenthood, for the first time in its 100-year history, made an endorsement for president, naming Hillary Clinton. Campbell's Soup will become the first major food company to begin disclosing the presence of genetically engineered ingredients like corn, soy, and sugar beets in its products. Experts are predicting 80% fewer auto accidents over the next 20 to 25 years because of autonomous driving advances. The auto industry collects $200 billion in premiums and has a problem. The drug kingpin Joaquin Guzman Lara, also known as El Chapo, has been arrested. Mexico's president announced on Twitter Guzman had escaped earlier to the great embarrassment of the government. Class action lawsuit filed by the Equal Justice Center and local plaintiffs in California against the city of San Francisco, state of California, and the U.S. is arguing that there is unconstitutional discrimination in the bail bond system favoring the rich over the poor. Studies find that more than half of the people who had a heart attack experienced either chest pains or shortness of breath in the month before the attack, when the damage might have been prevented. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.